And I will explain it here in a second when we get to that. Okay. Good afternoon. We're back on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for the regularly scheduled commission meeting on February 10th. It is 11:27, and we are on the admin portion of the commission meeting. I call this to order.
Should we take this up right away and then
It's so soon. We'll just do the consent. There's three items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
All right.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, so under discussion matters, can we move these around a little bit? Can we do the MARC planning update second and talk about the letter to FERC first?
I might do the MARC planning update third because it's probably the most significant we'll do. It's kind of a big deal.
All right. And these first items we can move. So we'll take up the letter to FERC, which is B2. So Jack and I, based on our last discussion, drafted a letter. It was sent out to commissioners, and what we have here is a revised letter that incorporates a lot of the attempts to incorporate the changes by the commissioners that were submitted, as well as kind of capturing the spirit of everybody's comments. It's shorter than the initial draft was. But I've looked at it, and I think the changes, which the changed language, I think, does capture what I think are the key points. So because this is – we can do it a number of ways. We can take this, and you can all read it, and we can either let Jack know if you're okay with signing it, or we can create another work session, or we can have some discussion today now, but the idea was not to have a whole work session on this during our meeting today. I just wanted to find a practical way to move forward. The one highlighted item here is a sentence that Jack wants to narrow a little bit more specifically to what our authority is, so that's why that's highlighted, because that's one sentence that will likely still change. But it's not going to be, you know, anything real controversial how that changes. But we, speaking for myself, I received and the staff received comments from both Badlands and Alliance requesting very specific language to be included. And taking those comments into consideration, of course, but also just really trying to stay focused on what it is that the commission is looking for here. And I think that this proposed letter really gets at a heart of that matter, and tries to stay focused on here's what we're being told, here's what we're concerned about, and a lot of these matters need to be figured out by the FERC, and we are hereby asking the FERC to do that. So, any thoughts from my colleagues on how you'd like to proceed in finalizing the letter?
Well, go ahead, Randy.
The first two drafts that I had received yesterday, I actually asked Jack, I'll get to that, what I asked him to do in a moment. I found four areas of difference. One of them had three sections that wasn't in the other, and the other had one section that wasn't in, I don't know which was first and second.
Well, this is why group writing and letters doesn't work.
Right. And so I had them combine all four into one so I could deal with them. But so I'm trying to figure out now which of these are in and which of these are out.
Well, that's why we might need to, because I think personally what I'd like to propose is that you look at this letter and see if you can go along with this letter. And if not, then work with staff to make a revised letter. And so that's why I'm thinking we probably need to table this and reconsider it later this afternoon or, you know, Thursday, if that works, Thursday or Friday morning, if that works, because, yeah, you know, there are things that may not be in or written slightly different, but again, I think that there's a lot of different ways we could do this. This, I think, captures the spirit of what we were talking about the other day and direction that I think makes sense. So I'd like to have us look at this, and then if you want to make changes to this draft.
Well, I sure don't want to put this off unnecessarily, but I wouldn't care if we did it this afternoon or in 10 or 15 minutes, just a little time to see what's in and what's out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've looked at a number of things, and it's...
Yeah, no, I expected that we probably would have to retake this up, have some time to review it and take it up.
But I don't
think
I don't need a lot of time.
Are you here this afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yes.
I was hoping that we can get together for dirt cake at around 2, so maybe we could do this right before that, like a quarter to 2.
I won't be available for the dirt cake. Whatever is fine, Julie. Because I do have a couple concerns that I would not agree with this letter.
Okay. Quarter to? 1:30?
That's fine with me. Okay. 1 is fine with me. 2 is fine with me.
Well, let's do 1:30, and we'll talk about it then.
Are we going to set a work session, Commissioner? Is that?
I guess it does need to be a work session. All right. Then I would ask if you can be specific about what changes you want and maybe have proposed different language or whatever. That would be helpful to move this item to resolution. Okay, so that's B2. Then let's talk about B3.
Is there a way, before we move on? I don't know what Jack's schedule is either, but is there a way we could get our recommended changes into him a little early? Because if Brian or I now come back and we have significant changes, we're going to be in the exact same situation. Brian brings in change, I'm going to be saying, well, I've never seen this before. I need a few minutes. But if we could, whatever changes we want, if Jack could draft him since he has this as a starting point on his computer already, and just that they could be passed out to our offices a little beforehand and have a little time to have read them.
Jack, does that work for you?
I could do that. I could also email out the doc copy to you guys as well if you just want to make the changes yourself in there, as opposed to, I'm not exactly sure how you...
Oh, that would probably work too.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay. You have to track them.
But just as long as... It seems like it'd be nice if each other seen it a little beforehand, and I don't think we would really probably be allowed to be sending it to one another. It would seem to get into a meeting then.
That even people do that. I'm not sure that we could even do it that way, where you guys do the track changes and I send out your comments to each other either.
It's like an agenda, isn't it?
Isn't it just preparation for a meeting? I mean, the idea wouldn't be that we respond back. The idea would be that we have them, and we come to the meeting having thought about them, and then we talk about them at the meeting.
There's probably a way that it can be done.
I mean, that's what we're after.
No matter who types the changes, yes. You pass it out. I don't know that it matters who types the changes. You send out your meeting paperwork.
Or if it's a big issue, then we just come with it to the meeting and we look at it and talk about it then.
Know that we're going to need a 10-minute recess or something right away when we start.
Well, we might just be able to walk through them.
Sure.
During the meeting.
I could probably put together just one full document with all the changes and distribute it. And I think that would probably be the easiest way.
In various colors, so you can say, the pink section is...
All the pink changes.
Something one wants to remove and,
yeah,
you know, make it easier to discuss instead of picking out certain words where you're starting a sentence.
Yeah. Okay. So the plan is to get changes to Jack, who will incorporate them into one draft for consideration at the 1:30 meeting.
OK.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Let me just throw one thing out to you, Madam Chair. In our past experience of the three of us trying to agree on a letter for somebody, we never could get there, and we end up submitting multiple letters. So that scenario may be developing, too, so I just want to throw that out there.
Yep. Well, hopefully we can work through it. Okay. Then we're working through to B3, which is the request to Emergency Commission Dakota Access LLC Pipeline. Jack, you had some stuff you wanted to discuss on this issue. He and I didn't have a chance that we maybe could have visited before because we were out of the office all day yesterday. He and I haven't talked about this. So even though I'll be bringing this to the Emergency Commission, I'm not aware of what is that the issues are here today. So you can kind of walk through it, Jack.
All right, so the commission is going to be requesting approval from the Emergency Commission for an additional $100,000 for the application fee for Dakota Access, if the commissioners recall that. Essentially, this is just the narrative portion of the request of the Emergency Commission. It was already approved on the last agenda, I believe, for case 14842. And so really, this is just approval of the language by the commission to actually submit to the Emergency Commission. There should be two highlighted paragraphs in there, and those are redundant paragraphs, just two different ways to state the same thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I found the second one easier to understand.
Sure.
One thing for Jack or even Josh, I'm still a little confused why we have to go to the Emergency Commission, because we've asked for additional siting fees before and received them, and never went to the Emergency Commission. If the company agrees to provide the dollars, why do we have to go to the Emergency Commission?
This isn't statute that we have to request it from the Emergency Commission.
We didn't do it before. So
the company in this case said they will do it, but they wanted us to get confirmation from the Emergency Commission. So that was a stipulation on them providing the fees, the increased fees. They wanted to get confirmation from the Emergency Commission that this was necessary, I guess. I don't know. Appropriate. So it was at their request, and it is in statute that we have to do it. So,
well, if it was in statute, we didn't do it before. Why didn't we do it before?
No, we have done it in the past.
We did. I don't recall going to the Emergency Commission for that rate case that we went and got extra dollars from Excel.
Well, the rate case ended up being two rate cases. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
they paid two fees.
Yeah. Okay.
The company can probably just volunteer extra money, but this company wanted to volunteer it with following the statute to the letter.
Okay. I think we should look at this is fine for this, but I think that we did our legislative discussion. We should go back with the statute change and the cap of $100,000 and do some tweaking around with that.
Yeah, we
should
look at that.
Otherwise, we're going to see this again, and it's
On the big, really expensive cases, it does where you have three hearings and. It gets to be a tight budget for that
and
amount.
And unlimited appeals on certain cases that we could be dealing with. So, but
yeah,
okay.
I like the second. I agree with Randy. The second language is a little bit easier to read.
Beyond that, I do have one other
thing.
In the next paragraph after the highlighted, we kind of go into the explanation, and I think the point is that this is way under what the legal cap would be because they can grant us to apply for additional fees up to $10,000 for each $1 million.
So being about 14 million.
And so instead of asking for another $100,000 within the law, we could be asking for millions on top of this, and maybe just bring in what the value of this is. And so we're really way under the ultimate caps. But this doesn't ever mention, and they won't have any idea what the investment in Dakota Access in North Dakota is.
In the third paragraph, it does state the total estimated cost of the proposed project is $1.41 billion.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I had forgotten that. I don't think it was hurt to mention again, but it is probably covered. You're right. So. I'm probably indifferent at this point whether if anyone else reads it and thinks it should be recovered.
I think it's good to restate it back there when you're talking about the formula. I think it does sort of drive the point home that, you know, it's capped, but the formula would have been a lot more. Yeah, the typical formula.
Our goal is to persuade them.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I think that's a good change. Okay. Then that concludes that item. If you don't have anything more, Commissioner Cook.
Just that actual day, are you just going to go down, or what do we decide there?
Myself, Josh, Daryl.
Okay.
Maybe Pat, Jack. Yeah, there'll be a few staff members and myself.
Okay.
Then back to B1, MARC planning update.
As June is quickly approaching, just wanted to give you guys an update on where we're at, and you should have been provided a copy of our agenda as it stands now. We're continuing to add to this and fleshing out sessions, and but this is what it looks like right now, so you guys can get an idea of everything. Big activities right now are we're planning on opening registration in early March. I'm currently working with our vendor to get that all set up, so we're hoping by the first or second week in March we'll be able to open up registration. And the other big push right now is website material. We do have a link on the MARC website now that has all of the conference information. We haven't advertised it to anybody yet, but it is there. And so if you go check out the MARC website, you'll be able to see all of the conference information, and we'll continue to update that. And I believe we're going to plan on sending out a link after NARUC.
Yes, ma'am.
Start pushing information out to people. Besides that, I guess just wanted to keep you guys in the loop. Commissioner Culk's been working on sponsorship, getting sponsors and getting that all set up. And
oh, yeah, perfect. Stacy and the crew's been doing a great job on this. This is what I'm going to hand out at the MARC meeting at NARUC as well. And we've kind of settled in on what the sessions are going to be, but we haven't figured out exactly who's going to be doing the sessions. So if there's a session that, you know, session two, the next generation of telecom, Chris is going to help me out in South Dakota. But Randy, if you want to take a role in that, you're certainly – I mean, anybody's welcome to, but I thought of you for telecom. And then, Julie, I didn't know if you wanted to weigh in any of these, the transportation one. But kind of what we're laying out is for the sessions, that nuclear and coal generation, I figured I'd have – I got NEI coming out and giving us the updates of what's going on in the nuke world, these smaller nukes they can build that are like 500 megawatts. And then coal would give them the update of what's going on with the alum cycle. Telecom, we're still kind of flushing that out, but depending on how some of the court cases go, kind of walk through what may be happening in the telecom world. Grid security, I'm still trying to figure out who could speak on that. Mm-hmm. You know, get somebody from MDU to come, or Xcel or somebody, but to talk about it. You know, can it really be done, and what's the cost going to be? Just because we're all – a lot of work going on right now in grid security, but we're not seeing the rate impacts of it yet. And just to get people thinking about
Claire
it.
Claire Moeller.
Claire? Yeah.
A good one on that.
We could get Claire and somebody from SPP to talk about that too. But that'd be good. And then, perfect. And then the critical water issues, the different groups want different sessions, even though we don't regulate water. So I've talked to the AG's guru on water downstairs, and she's available to talk about it a little bit. I'm also trying to get – there's a couple water sponsors that might be part of that panel. Mm-hmm. And then we go through the business meeting that day, and then the next morning – transportation security, I got my buddy Paul Laney from Cass County to come and talk about how they do emergency response planning and execution. And he was, of course, involved in the Castleton thing right up front and all the flooding. But that's where I thought maybe, Julie, if you want to do something there too, you could weigh in there. And then the last session is one we've just had a request to talk about financing of projects going forward. And so looking for someone there. And then you can see the write-ups of our different tours, noting that the first tour write-up is probably the best. We've got Tony confirmed coming out here. We've confirmed that Dave Moeller's coming out here, Undersecretary. Colette's coming here, FERC chair or FERC member, and then Travis Cavula. So knock on wood, everything's coming together. Okay.
Yeah. I think it looks great. That's a lot of sessions to pull together, though.
Well, actually, we're having less sessions than anybody.
Right.
because the others wouldn't have gone three at a time, and I said only two. And we're only doing sessions. We're doing tours all day Tuesday, so we've got probably half the sessions of the other marks. But everybody likes it. But, yeah, it still is a lot of sessions.
Right.
It'll work
water,
out.
You'll get water folks from out of state, you thinking? Or
I want somebody from the AG's office. They said they would help us talk about issues that are in the Midwest.
Okay.
But I'm open to trying to find somebody there.
Have you thought about Todd Sando, asking him?
No, I haven't thought of Todd.
What, because they're maybe not involved in the legal side of things, but they're certainly involved in regulatory issues, water regulatory stuff.
Okay.
You could even talk about the Missouri. Just focus on the Missouri. That cuts through a lot of the MARC states, I would guess.
Yeah, probably almost all of them.
Yeah.
Missouri and Mississippi, certainly.
Missouri and Mississippi. Focus on the key watershed issues there or whatever.
Okay. But, yeah, as you have thoughts, I'd love to hear them and go through.
Okay. Looks great.
So my long-standing goal of photo with past commissioners?
Yes. 5:30 on Sunday night, is that what you want, Rancher?
I'm thinking 5 or 5:30. I'm wondering what you guys think, how long. And is there any issue with bringing them up here?
Here?
This seems like a good place to take a picture, a nice formal picture, and then head over to the reception. Are they invited to the reception?
Yes.
They will be.
Well, my first thought is that we could do it, but it would be a nice backdrop down there, and any less moving parts for some of those guys might be easier.
Yeah.
But is there a good backdrop down there for a formal picture? We got to
go snoop
arrange something.
Seems like there would be.
But aren't we going to get this? We're going to get Poppy or somebody from the state photographer to take it, not us, right?
Correct.
That's what I'm assuming.
Okay.
That was the
They'll
next
know.
Part of my question.
I think that we should talk to them, and it's historical, and they do well with locations and take all the time around the Capitol grounds, so I think we should let them decide.
Do you know that person?
Poppy? Yeah.
Sounds like you do.
She's got a memorable name. I mean, I've seen her at different photo shoots. Yeah.
Could you inquire with her about that, or should it?
How about sure. just let us keep plugging away on this one, and we'll figure
Stacey
it out.
You could contact Poppy and say, could you, you know, she works over in DOT.
I'm not worried about, I'm sure we can get the photographer. I just think that we'll play it all out, Randy, but I think it might be hard to get people to come in there and get them all up here and do all the other stuff, but we could sure try. Let's see.
You know, I'm fine with it being somewhere else, as long as it's... I do think it's important historically to get kind of a fairly formal setting and then let them know this isn't... We're not really talking about showing up in shorts and a T-shirt for a beer and a selfie. We're trying to get a good picture because it's kind of interesting that we have commissioners that were on this commission over a half century ago still living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. But you're close to, you know, Heritage Center, you're close to the State Library, and that's a pretty formal setting, and mm-hmm. lots of the governor's office pictures are taken over there. And
the photographer probably knows multiple places. Yeah. I'm figuring there would be 10 of us. I'm thinking there's 7 former commissioners living and us three. So
there might even be a display in the Heritage Center that's utility-related that we could stand in front of. So...
There was the cooperative display in there. I don't know if they still have it up or not, but they did have one. But
so, okay. All right.
I'll add this to our task list because I wasn't aware of this even being planned. So I'll add it to our task list so we don't lose.
I was going to give you the back brief.
Okay.
18 years in the legislature tells me there are some sensibilities regarding co-ops versus investor owns. Don't make it about co-ops versus another. Right. Some kind of a neutral background.
Even that Northern Lights atrium is beautiful, and there's a pretty location in there someplace.
My 50 years of experience in life tells me that the less moving parts for guys like Kevin Kramer and Bruce Hagan and Susan, the better, because tell them to be one spot, we'll get them there. If we try to tell them to be here and then go here, we're in trouble. We're dealing with 10 unique personalities. That's what we haven't done it so far, because we can't get them all corralled.
Yeah. Well, it's always been hard to, starting with Tony. Yeah. When he's going to be in the area.
Tony, the problem child. All right. That that concludes the discussion matters. Now we have to do the scheduling. Oof. All right. Any of these we should schedule first for any particular reason?
Well, the hearings are always good because you have to travel.
Formal hearing, input from Otter Tail IRP.
It seems like five is one of the priorities.
Okay. Who has...
three.
Julie, do you have some dates you want to throw out for some of these? Okay. Tell us which one you'd like to start with.
We could start with 15798, the Sunex Terminal proposal. I have the first available date would be March 29th.
March 29th, huh?
Yes.
Works for me.
Works for me.
Looking at what's before and after.
Why so late?
Well, we're not free to schedule until after the 14th.
Okay.
And then there's some commission activities going on. And to his credit, Judge Ward only threw out 3 days in 2 months that he couldn't be there. And those 2 days are within there as well. So,
March 29th works for me.
It works for me too. But I would like you to have a discussion with our general counsel and go back to Ward. It's fine.
You heard her say he only threw out 3 days that didn't work, not that did.
I want every date available.
Brian. I had 3 days as well.
Oh, didn't
getting
I?
Getting obsessed with this. All right.
So the 29th it is?
March 29th, number 5. Okay. And that will be at the same location as before? Are we going to do this?
Do you have like proposals?
It's close to the airport.
Okay. If that's...
It was convenient. Okay. The facility was fine.
Yeah.
What time are you looking at again?
Nine. All right.
This is in Fargo.
Correct. All right. Number 4, Julie?
Okay. That's the work session in New Star.
Oh, sorry. Number 3.
Okay.
Number 3, probably.
Item 3, the formal hearing in Sakakawea Pipeline. The Johnson County Connector. The first available, and that is April 11th. And if you ask, I had received a lot of dates from Lawrence Bender, which he is not available. So,
That's the company, right?
Yes.
Well, that's
plus there's some holidays in there, Easter, that kind of.
When's Easter?
Good Friday's the 25th, and Easter's the 27th.
What other dates? 11th and what else?
11th, the 19th, and the 21st.
I would throw out the 19th as possibly better. I heard a little pushback from folks on a Monday hearing because they have to come in Sunday night, and it takes a whole day of travel out of people's weekend. For some of the company folks, it doesn't matter to me, but the 19th would allow folks to travel on a work day.
19th is open for me.
Yeah, it works for me. Where are we going?
Although that's the day before commission meeting, and I didn't really like being gone the day before this commission meeting.
Why? That was bad.
This one is
Bedford City.
Well, if
it won't be as long, but
I'm fine the 21st too. I don't know if either of you have conflicts on the 21st, but either one of those dates works for me.
I do have a conflict on the 21st.
Okay, let's do the 19th then.
You okay with that?
Yep, works for me.
Okay. Number 3 is April 19th.
What time are you looking at?
Then we'll do that at, we can do that at 9.
That will be at Watford again?
Yep.
Again, these are all flying, right?
We'll talk about that, Daryl. All right. Let's see. So then let's go to the, Mike, you've got a couple dates, I'm guessing, for the number one and number two.
Yes, on the first one, we've tried to have a hearing on those disposition of wrecks a couple of times. And what I've told them, tentatively plan for March 23rd at 1:30. That's our traditional, you know, it's already booked, the informal hearing after the commission meeting in the morning. So, one, does the commission still want to have a hearing with the three utility companies on RECs? And if so, does that time work?
Well, if I'm recalling, and this does kind of go back a ways, they wanted direction from us in terms of what we wanted them to do with the RECs.
That is
well,
correct.
I think all three utilities have plans for what they're going to do unless we give them direction otherwise, and they may not all be the same either.
Yeah.
So I think
knowing that they have plans, then this would be a good chance to hear what those plans are and weigh in if we have different thoughts or questions.
Yeah, I've asked for lots of information, so you will see that before the meeting, and we'll give them all 10 or 15 minutes. And
okay. I think that works for me, the informal on the 23rd of March.
Yeah, good by me.
Okay, the other one, Ottertail would like to do the IRP a little differently than most. Most of the time we get an IRP and then they come in and tell us what they're going to do. They're coming here to ask us what they think, what we think of their plans before they file an IRP in Minnesota. Hmm. And so they'd like to do that. It's in order of preference there. Julie took the 29th, but so the 30th would be their preference. If that doesn't work, March 28th.
I don't know. I'm fine with
the 30th. 30th works for me before 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So 1 o'clock? Or you
does that leave enough time? How long do you think this will take?
Oh, I can't imagine it taking 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that works then, the 30th at 1.
Okay, thank you.
March 30th, 1 p.m. for number 2. Okay, then let's talk about there's two work sessions, the one listed and then the work session on damage prevention that we kind of added in our discussion during the meeting. So do we have any dates in mind for this New Star pipeline, Julie?
Do we need a work session on it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do we need one?
I don't need a work session on it. I just need to see an order.
This was the one where they had proposed changes to the certification document.
Yeah, I remember that discussion, but I'm whatever you want, Madam Chair. I don't need a work session. I just need to see an order.
And we can work out the changes and include it in a draft order, and if you guys have thoughts that you want to discuss, then we can set up a work session.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay, great. When was the proposed order going to be? Coming in on that one. Do you recall offhand? Okay. Well, we can talk about that separately, Julie. Okay. And then damage prevention thoughts on that one?
I think whenever we could find a time that works for all of us, because I think
you're kind of ready to go with some.
Yeah. We've talked through it.
Yeah. I don't have any dates in mind, but yeah, I mean, we can talk about it right now if you want to. I mean, it's up to you when you would like to do it.
Let's put a little more formality, Vic. We can go through what we've talked about and put it in a piece of paper so we at least have a script to follow.
I'm available tomorrow. Are you gone tomorrow?
I'm gone from tomorrow through next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I think after NARUC maybe.
All right.
The 25th. Wait a minute. The 18th, if we can squeeze it in there somewhere. We got to hold for a formal hearing on the 18th. Is that going? Or what is up with that?
That's a rules hearing. It'll be short, but it's...
No, but that's no longer a hold. That is now the set date?
Yes, I didn't know it was a hold. I thought it
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah, I have the hold and rulemaking hearing on at both at 10. I hadn't noticed that before. But, so I guess we could erase the hold, but it's still there.
But we could do that if you want at 1:30 in the afternoon, Madam Chair, because the...
We have one at 2:30 that day.
We can do it afterwards. I don't care.
Sure, 1:30 would be fine.
Or the morning of the 19th. Day.
How long do you expect I'm this to take? Is it 1 hour?
I take us 15 minutes, and then how many questions you guys would have?
Yeah. Let's talk. Let's do it 1:30 on the 18th.
That work for you guys?
That work, Vic?
I'll be out of the office on the 18th.
We can shepherd through it without you, Pat. As long as you can, we'll talk at it, then the three of us.
I'll ask Victor to explain it to me.
Okay. All right. So, the 18th at 1:30. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else have anything they need to add? Oh, Pat.
Did you want to schedule a work session at this time for the invoicing on the telephone cases?
Yeah, good point. I forgot that. We probably should. But I'm going to need some time to understand it better before we do it, so it can't be just here in these next couple days. So we're talking about after NARUC.
Well,
so the morning of the 19th.
I have a meeting all morning on the 19th, but I would be available early afternoon on the 19th.
I won't be, but what about the 23rd? I have that open for some reason.
You have something booked.
I have a docketing meeting, but the morning?
February 23rd.
The morning of the 23rd, like 11?
Yeah, I'm open all day on that one.
We got a Mark meeting at 11. If you could do 10.
10 would work. Okay.
So. The next day you go to the Emergency Commission. Got it.
So February 23rd at 10.
All right. Very well. Okay. I think that concludes the admin portion of our commission meeting. Thank you, everyone.